You will move against the wall, all of you. Assess which of these creatures are suitable subjects for conversion. Strip them of their weapons and keep them under guard. Destroy the rest.
Understood.
How many members of the human security detail have been eliminated?
14.
Albert, how many were in your security detail in total?
I'm not sure.
Improbable. Provide an estimate.
About 30.
Take a patrol of 4 and eliminate the rest. Reinforcements will be made available if required.
Understood.
I'm unarmed.
You possessed advanced technology. Surrender it.
They're not weapons. This is a multi-purpose tool, and this is a ring. An ordinary ring.
Surrender it.
Very well.
Other units have made contact. I have informed them of our success. What action should they take? All units will be recalled to this location. From this position, we will recover. We will survive.
Yes, I'd rather come to take that for granted.
Doctor Who. Starring Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith. Human Resources. By Eddie Robson. Part 2.
The mobile phone you have called is switched off.
Answer phone again.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Doctor, turn your phone on. Me and Karen are in a bunker in the middle of a battlefield, and we don't know what to do. Give us a hand, will you? Where's Malcolm?
Gone to rustle up some food for us.
Oh, he shouldn't be giving us his rations if he's not got much.
Speak for your... Shh. What?
I thought I heard... You again?
Oh, yeah, what?
Don't move, either of you.
Oh, look. She's got herself a Saturday night special. Jinky.
Nice little hidey hole you found.
Let go of her.
Yeah, let go of me.
Oh, I will if Lucy comes with me. If not, I kill her.
I'm not going back there.
Can you consider it?
You don't have...
Cheers, Malk.
Take her gun. There's some rope around here somewhere. Tie her up. Who is she?
I don't know. But she won't leave me alone.
It's my job. I'm the headhunter.
Why did you launch this offensive against us? What interest do you have in us or our homeworld?
Since when has this been your homeworld?
You know of us?
Yes, I mean, who hasn't heard of the Cybermen? But I thought your home was the planet Telos.
Telos is unknown to us.
Oh, I must have got it mixed up with somewhere else.
We settled on Monsis after the destruction of our home planet Mondas. We chose it for its unimportance and the lack of other life here. We were depleted and needed to rebuild. Tell us what motivated your attack.
Why does it matter?
Comprehensive information informs future action.
I was hired.
You are a mercenary?
Well, yes. You could always hire me yourselves. I could be working for you. I thought you said that was against your policy. I pride myself on my flexibility.
What could you offer us?
Well, I very nearly wiped you fellas out for a start. I'd say that would make me a valuable addition to your team.
Your efforts are of no interest to us.
All right. You could make use of my staff, couldn't you?
If they are all human, they would be of interest.
Right. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. You don't really want to knock around on this grubby planet for much longer, do you? I've got a means of getting to Earth instantaneously.
Your suggestion is that we invade your world?
Just a thought.
You value your own survival over that of your species?
Well, yeah.
We do not need your assistance. We will operate your technology ourselves.
I like what you've done with this place. I'm sure it's really added some value.
Quiet, you.
I don't mind her talking, as long as what she talks about is why she was after me in the first place.
Oh, there's no big secret about that.
Well, come on then.
Yeah, fess up.
Fess up?
Can I not carry that off?
Not really.
Ah.
Hobart interviewed you for a job, but when he sent you through his portal, you disappeared before you got there.
Why?
He doesn't know. He doesn't really know how the technology works. He inherited it from somebody else.
So why was he so bothered about getting me back?
Well, partly because he thought you were promising and he didn't want to lose good staff.
You what?
No, honestly. But he was also worried you'd been poached by a competitor and he wanted to know who they were. And he thought maybe they'd scan your brain, learn how his brainwashing techniques work. He had his reasons. None of them very well founded, as it turns out.
So there was never anything special about me?
Oh, dear. You're disappointed. But we're all special, really, aren't we?
Jerry Cooper.
We have seized your base of operations and your controller is our captive.
Who is this?
You will return here with your weapons lowered.
Kieran, is this you? Stop messing about and get back to work.
Who was that?
Kieran Seidullah messing about, making his voice go, oh, like that. I bet he did it on the computer. I swear, that guy cracks me up.
The operator of the vehicle did not obey my instructions.
There's a system. I could have told you it wouldn't work if you tried it.
You have exclusive control.
No, I just know how to talk to them. You want me to bring one here?
Yes, we need raw material to convert into Cybermen. Bring the machine which we just contacted.
It isn't the closest one.
You will bring us that one.
Jerry? Yeah, it's Todd. Everything shipshape you're in? Good. Now listen. It'd be much appreciated if you could make some northwesterly progress to head office so we can arrange a tete-a-tete. Good, sir.
The vehicle will come to us?
Yeah, it'll take about an hour.
Order the other machines to cease hostilities. Place them on standby.
So are we working together now?
You will tell us who hired you to carry out this offensive.
I'm afraid there are issues of client confidentiality. But I'll make an exception. It was them.
Who are they?
Representatives from the government of the planet Shinus. The Shinks.
Separate them out from the others.
They're traitors. They've never committed an act of aggression that I'm aware of. War destabilizes the markets. Why did they hire you?
Shinus is in the next system over. The Shinks thought when the Cybermen got their act together, they'd be first on there to conquer this.
That's strange. Really, really strange.
Destroy them.
This is going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
Seems to have gone quiet outside.
I'll stick my head out and have a look.
Did you come here from the office me and Karen were in?
Yes, Telford.
How far away is it?
20 kilometres, maybe.
You got some kind of transport?
A small one, yes.
Room for all four of us?
Might be a squeeze.
What are you planning?
I think she's going to say something dreary like, help us or die, aren't you?
Sorry to bore you, but yes. You're going to help us get back inside that office and back to the doctor. Hello?
Lucy?
It's him! I've been trying to get in touch. Your phone's been off. How are you getting on?
Badly. I can't talk long. I don't want them to overhear me. I got to meet the boss.
Hooper? Well, that's good going.
Yes, but then I tried to sabotage his operation.
Did it all go wrong?
Very wrong. He's been fighting the Cybermen. And by trying to sabotage him, I've accidentally gone and helped them.
Cyber who?
Cybermen. They're from Earth's twin planet. They were human once, but now they're cyborgs. More machine than man.
And they're not nice, then?
Not remotely. They're going to take the humans in Hobart's office and turn them into more Cybermen.
No!
Yes.
That's awful.
And it gets worse. Hobart's going to help them invade the Earth.
What are we going
to
do?
I sabotaged Hobart's gateway to Earth before the Cybermen turned up. He doesn't know that yet. That'll buy us a bit of time, but they've taken the time ring. That's our only way of getting back to the TARDIS.
Won't the Time Lords wonder where you are and come after you?
I wouldn't count on that.
Straxus?
Hmm?
We've finished the repairs to the Doctor's TARDIS. I have to say, I've never seen one done out like this before.
The Doctor prides himself on his uniqueness. We try not to encourage it. You can return to Gallifrey. I'll wait for the Doctor.
Shouldn't he be back by now?
Yes, he should.
Are you going after him?
Not if I can help it.
You will correct the flaw in your defenses.
What flaw?
The one that allowed us to penetrate your platform.
Oh, well, that won't happen again. The dome over the platform was sabotaged by... where is he? Don't move, Doctor.
I wouldn't count on that.
Give me the phone.
Doctor, he's still there.
Doctor, is everything all right?
This wouldn't be Lucy Miller speaking, would it?
Oh, what's the matter?
They've caught him.
Who?
Hulbert and the Cybermen. He's not in the office. But if we get to the office, plan's the same. We're taking the office. Let's go.
Oh, she seems to have hung up.
How did we fail to detect his signal?
Special feature on that model, shielding from alien comm scans, and I get 50 off-peak minutes a day free.
You're her time traveller, aren't you? The one who found Ms. Miller.
Yes, I am.
Except, did you really find her, or did you take her?
I didn't take her.
Who are you working for, Doctor?
Myself. And if you'll permit me to be grandiose for a moment, justice, righteousness, and all the rest of it.
Therefore, Mundus was destroyed. Our advance party on Earth encountered interference from someone called the Doctor. He travels in time and alters his appearance to avoid detection. Our planner in the Earth Invasion Project and on Planet 14 also logged information on the Doctor.
Am I listed among your arch-enemies?
If you are the Doctor, we are aware of you.
Oh, come on, surely I'm one of the most arch-enemies you've got.
Taxi riding in the front.
It's a one-person ship. You're all sitting in the back.
Squeeze?
Yeah. I did warn you. Looks like the machine's on the move, heading towards Hulbert's viewing platform.
That's where the Doctor is. Let's get going, come on!
Buckle up, children. I like to fly fast.
We have verified your identity. You are the Doctor.
I didn't deny it.
Leader, the dimensional gateway has been tampered with. Did you do this?
Do what? Oh, the gateway! No, no.
You are too time-consuming. Destroy him.
Wait, my time machine. You can have it. It's in the machine you ordered to come here, but you'll need me to show you how it works.
Guard him. He will repair the damage. When our mothership arrives, we will convert him and absorb his knowledge of his craft.
Works every time.
To the recognition system so I can get in. Hello, system. It's me. Let me in.
Thank you, sweetie. Could you let Jerry know we're on our way up?
Did Clive always look like that?
I assume so.
I remember him being a big lad, but I thought he was more a human than that.
I did a good job of breaking this, didn't I? I'm quite impressed.
Suspend your repair. Answer my question.
It's all right, I can multitask.
You helped us capture this platform.
Don't mention it. So, are you going to let me go?
No.
Oh, go on.
Your actions defy logic. Why have you helped us?
I will always aid the oppressed, but not you. To be honest, I was amazed it was you. The mighty Cybermen beaten down and scurrying for cover on a dust ball like this.
Why do you offer your help to other creatures unconditionally but oppose the Cybermen?
Because, well, if you win and your existence isn't threatened anymore, what'll you do? Buy a farm? Settle down with a nice cyber girl.
The resources of this world are not sufficient. We need more in order to survive.
It always comes back down to that, doesn't it?
You will survive.
What for?
The question is meaningless.
I'll answer it myself, then. To create. To achieve. You don't. You just oppress others to preserve yourselves. And what have you learned from being the oppressed for a change? No humility. No empathy. Nothing. I don't say this lightly, but you deserve to be oppressed.
Excuse me, but... Oh, Malcolm, what do I owe...
Shift you.
What do you think you're doing?
What are we going to do with him?
Stick him in the cupboard.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Look, if this is a joke, I am not going to be laughing, and neither are you. Even if it is for Red Nose Day.
It can't be this easy to take control.
Don't forget, the people Hulbert's been fighting wouldn't know the first thing about operating in this environment, so the systems are useless to them.
Look, I have guns, and if you're not quiet, I will kill you. And there has to be a certain degree of fluidity for staff turnover. Generally, Hulbert concentrates on front door security.
You're being weirdly helpful.
Hulbert's joined the Cybermen, and the Cybermen aren't going to do much for me, are they? Just remember all this later, that's all I'm asking.
I won't be on the records anymore. I won't have a login. I won't be able to use anything.
I might be able to work with the records. We better be quick. The machine can't be far from Hulbert's platform.
Well, what are you waiting for? A formal invitation?
You don't seem to be making much progress with that gateway, Doctor.
I'm afraid it takes longer to mend things than it does to break them. I like that. It's almost profound. Don't you have an engineer to deal with this sort of thing?
The Cybermen killed him.
You don't want to be working with them, Hulbert. You're not the first, and it never ends well.
I'm trying to deal with a situation that you created.
You'll either be thinking that they'll keep their end of the bargain, or that you will get a chance to turn the tables on them later. No need to tell me which it is. I can guarantee neither will work.
What else do you suggest?
I've beaten them before, several times. What I really need is over there, with the weapons.
You think I'm going to hand you a weapon?
It's not a weapon. It's with the weapons. Get it for me, and I'll do my best to pull you out of this.
Your battle machine is about to arrive. We will prepare to board.
Keep working. This is much more important than just you, Hulbert.
Yeah, I'm in. Looks like we're nearly there. Now what?
You used to be in charge of this place. Do what you used to do. Boss people around and that.
How do I know if I'm doing it right? I wasn't really in my right mind back then, you know?
Nah, I bet it's like riding a bike.
I once got hit by a car when I was out riding my bike.
Well, I'll bet it's like something else that's easy to pick up again if you haven't done it for a while.
Kieran! Yeah, I'm back. No, Jerry's not well. Stomach bug. Listen, how quickly can you arrange some heavy artillery?
Hello, Hulbert. Given any thought to my offer?
I don't trust them, Doctor.
Well done.
But I don't trust you either. I'll stay my own boss.
Well, I tried. Please accept my condolences.
What for?
It's likely that you're going to die.
You realize, Doctor, that we don't really need that gateway. One of my machines is almost here now. It has one of its own.
Do you often give people painstaking jobs that don't really need doing? Actually, don't answer that. I've seen inside your offices.
I just mean that you're gaining nothing by working so slowly on purpose. You are delaying us. The main reason we gave you the job is to keep you busy.
Well, in that case, it's pretty much done. I just...
What the hell was that?
Your machine did not allow us to board. Instead, it attacked us. Did you order this?
No.
If we have made a mistake accepting your cooperation, we will correct that mistake.
I don't know what's happening. I'll talk to them.
Where is Jerry?
He's... indisposed.
How did you get control? Who let you in?
Don't tell him I'm here.
Your headhunter did.
Thank you.
Oh, so did they make you a better offer?
Loyalty's a rare commodity these days, Todd, and I'm fresh out right now.
So what can I do you for today, Mr. Hulbert?
Stop firing on us and put Jerry Cooper back in charge.
Give us the doctor.
Lucy Miller, you've been engaged to sabotage my operation, haven't you?
No, I'm doing it for fun. We want the doctor. If you give us him, we'll stop shooting. Deal or no deal?
Don't turn this into a game, Miller.
Why not? I'm good at games. Give us the doctor.
No!
Oh, shame we couldn't come to terms. Well, let us know if you change your mind.
Explain, Hulbert.
The machine has been captured by some disgruntled former employees.
We made repeated attempts to penetrate your machines. It is improbable that some rebel humans have succeeded where we failed. It is more likely that you engineered this.
No, no, honestly. They've had help from someone with all the access permissions, someone who's turned on me.
The first of our reinforcements will arrive soon. They will deal with this.
How do you know what's going on out there? You can't even hear anything.
You just need to know how to look at the data. Funny how much I can remember.
Are you firing again?
Just email Kieran. They're launching now.
Good luck. That platform is pretty solidly defended.
Any tips?
Not this time.
What if they come back? Then might use other machines. Whoa! Did anybody
else get that? Get
what? That weird splitting off thing. What's causing it?
I don't know what you mean.
Shh. I can hear a sort of humming, like the TARDIS. Coming from under here, I think.
What are you doing?
Under this carpet. Right.
Careful.
It's all right. It's on the lowest setting. I just wanted to loosen this floorboard. Aha!
What is it?
I haven't a clue.
How are they breaking down our defences?
Have you weakened them?
No, I swear, I've done nothing.
Looks to me like they're hitting the ebb points in the energy wash of your force field, which is ridiculously difficult to do, actually.
Shut up, Doctor.
I was just saying.
How close are our strike ships? Formation and concentrate our fire on the machine's supports. There is a blind spot in its weaponry range. If possible, the structure should be salvaged. The humans can be used, but are expendable. If necessary, the machine and its pocketbooks will be destroyed.
Lucy.
Yep?
Reports come back from analysis. His shields are cracking. But the Cybermen have got ships coming in an attack formation.
Can we really wait for Hulbert to hand the Doctor over?
Maybe we don't need to. Is there a weak bit in the shield? One that her little pod will get through?
You mean my little pod?
Yeah, there is.
Move round and attack another bit of the platform. Draw them away and keep them occupied.
Are you going to make us do something silly again?
Yep. Come on.
We are shifting the focus of their attack.
Your machines do seem rather formidable, Hulbert. No wonder you've been beating them.
Our ships will be in range in less than 20 seconds. We must eliminate the machine. Hulbert, bring more of your machines to us.
Right. Is that Bob Green? Yeah,
The Doctor is their objective. Take him to our ship and confine him there. Yes, leader.
It's nice to know. I always try to be objective.
Our ships are opening fire.
Concentrating their fire on the office. We can't afford to hang about.
We could both get away from here any time, you know. We could get away right now. My warp ship's in high orbit. It's not far.
Yeah, right. I'll just go off and leave the Doctor to die and the Cybermen to invade the Earth. Shut up and get us inside that dome.
I'm not sure I can. The fracture isn't very wide.
Well, you're gonna have to have a go.
What's the damage, Malcolm?
Not too much, but they'll have us if they keep concentrating their fire like that. They're going in for the machine's legs.
How long can we hold out before they do some proper damage?
Not sure. Another two hits like that might finish us off. They're coming in again now.
Can you take them out?
There's three of them. We can maybe hit one. All of them? No way. The angle's too tight.
Anything I can do?
Yeah, take my part pilot and run these figures through. Who is that?
It wasn't your shot, it was mine.
Lucy!
Quick, get in here!
No, there's something I've got to get. Cover me!
Where's he going?
He said cover him, cover him!
Concentrate your fire and remain in the blind spot. The enemy machine will not withstand further attacks. Left wing strike ship has been hit and destroyed, taking evasive action.
Oh.
What?
We got them.
Well, all of them?
Yeah.
There you are, just like Lucy said.
Wouldn't put money on being able to do that again. Thank you.
Don't mention it.
Really, don't. So, what was so important you had to run back for it and leave Lucy and me to get shot at?
Time ring. It's the only way back to my ship.
Hi, Malcolm. Yep, yeah, we've got the Doctor. Move out and we'll catch you up.
It's leaving.
I have taken the Doctor. Tell us what is different about that machine.
Different?
It has a perfect record of success in combat. It has just destroyed three of our strike ships in spite of their superior tactics.
Yes, well, it's my top performer.
Its record is statistically improbable. It has won every encounter with our troops, sustains minimal damage, and is never forced into retreat. That is why we wanted to bring it here. We want to know how this is possible.
It's the same as the others, as far as I know.
Your knowledge is limited. Our mothership will arrive imminently. We will gather all our remaining forces, board the machine, and take it from the humans. The humans will replace the Cybermen they have just destroyed.
Under the floorboards?
Yeah. It made a funny noise, a bit like the TARDIS. That's how I found it.
I don't understand why you can't just let me go now.
Mainly because your operation is massively illegal.
Says who?
Says the Time Lords. That's who.
Oh, you're one of them, are you? I've had a couple of run-ins with your lot.
Well, you've another to look forward to.
What did I tell you, Malcolm? Like riding a bike?
I don't know how we did it.
Doctor, this is Malcolm and Karen.
Hi.
Hello. So where's this thing you found?
The thing that was under the floorboards. It's on the sofa.
Ah.
A couple of times when we were being attacked, it seems like it was doing something, making little noises and stuff. But I don't know what it was doing.
Oh dear.
Do you know what it is?
Oh, yes, this is a quantum crystallizer.
Is it? Really?
As a rule of thumb, Doctor, if it's not something you can get from the Argos catalogue, then you have to explain it to me.
What it does is splinter the timelines over a small area and let different possibilities play out until it gets one that it likes.
Likes?
Its user program to recognize certain outcomes as positive and others as negative. Then it fixes the favored timeline and lets the others die off. I can see how you found it, Lucy. Time travel can make you sensitive to this sort of temporal manipulation.
Huh? And people are always saying I'm insensitive.
Jerry said this is the most successful regional office in the company, which must mean it's had the best record in battles. This is why. It had the crystallizer, tilting the odds in its favor on a moment-to-moment basis.
This is considerably in advance of anything else Hulbert's got.
Oh, this won't be Hulbert's. I know exactly who put this here. Would you excuse me for a moment? I'm going to get some answers.
You're going back to the TARDIS?
And you are coming with me. This may concern you too. Here, hold on to the time ring.
What? That's the time ring? It looks like something from Top Shop.
They tell me it's the latest model. And no, I'm not convinced either.
You're coming back, aren't you?
Before you know it, hopefully. Hold tight, Lucy.
Hostages are bought for conversion. Understood.
What about me?
You will give us access to the machine and guide us. Then you will also be considered for conversion.
I'd rather not, actually.
If you will ally yourself with the Cybermen, then there is no reason not to submit yourself for conversion. The benefits are numerous.
Maybe I'm not suitable.
We will destroy you.
Oh.
We will depart as soon as the ships are loaded.
Ah, Doctor. And Lucy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sorry we're late. Everything here working again?
Yes, I... What's that?
This? Just some junk Lucy found under the floorboards.
You shouldn't have removed that.
Why? What is it?
You know what it is.
Yes. I just want to hear you say it.
Quantum crystallizer.
Right. So what was Time Lord technology doing inside a mercenary's battle machine in the middle of a petty little skirmish on a planet I'd never even heard of?
Nothing to do with the High Council. The CIA installed it.
CIA?
Celestial Intervention Agency. An organization on Gallifrey which feels that the Time Lord policy of non-interference in the affairs of other species isn't exactly a hard and fast rule.
Like you, then?
Like me. Only entirely self-interested and amoral.
That's a little unfair.
Oh, really? So you're telling me that they didn't seed paranoia in a peaceful race and convince them to hire a squad of battle machines to go and do their dirty work?
To wipe out the Cybermen? Surely you can sympathize.
The ends, perhaps, but not the means. They've endangered the Shinks and lined the pockets of a slave driver.
The High Council didn't condone this. When we discovered the CIA's operation, we put a moratorium on any further action.
But you left it to run its course. With the crystallizer, you knew Hulbert's army would win eventually. And when you dumped Lucy on me, you spun that line about witness protection situation and a temporal black spot. So why did you send me to fetch Lucy when she got snatched away? Why not go yourselves?
We agreed with the CIA that neither of us would interfere on Launcis. We're both monitoring the planet to make sure the other doesn't meddle. They would have cried hypocrisy.
Oh, petty politics, duplicity, infighting. I don't want to hear it. You let whole planets die so you didn't have to look bad.
Doctor, it is very, very important that we don't look bad.
Uh-oh.
What's that, Malk?
They're coming after us.
We dealt with them last time.
We were lucky last time. And there are rather more of them this time. Straxus, if all the witness protection stuff was nonsense, why did you lift Lucy out and put her with me?
It'd probably be for the best if she didn't hear this.
Who's best?
She can stay and hear anything she likes.
Lucy is another of the CIA's projects.
Me?
The CIA plotted Lucy's future and saw that she was destined to become a powerful political leader.
Me?
During a period of extreme instability, she would establish an oppressive right-wing regime in Europe, influencing the early stages of Earth's interplanetary expansion and putting it on an aggressive footing.
I'm sorry, but I have to say again. Me?
I don't believe you. That's not Lucy.
It's no reflection on her character now. The CIA have been manipulating the timelines repeatedly, evading certain negative formative experiences, and they've guided her away from that fate entirely.
Manipulated the timelines using a crystallizer, yes? That's why you pulled her out. She's already had too much interference in her timeline. Proximity to the crystallizer could have made her dangerously unstable.
Yes. We put her with you because the CIA didn't know we'd pulled her out, and we didn't want them to know.
Can you not talk about me like I'm not here, please? Why not just put me back on Earth?
We didn't want Hulbert to find you again until...
Go on, until when? Until the Cybermen were beaten, and you had the crystallizer quietly removed? Then you'd have been happy to let her take the job with Hulbert.
It's not our place to interfere with such things.
Why? Hulbert's hardly any better than the Cybermen. He's just not as shiny and makes a nicer cup of coffee. I was right to try and put a stop to his operation.
Yes, I was afraid you'd do something like that. I told them you would.
But now I've got to go back and deal with the fallout, so if you'll excuse me.
Doctor, is this all true?
I'm sorry, I think it is.
And that's how your lot do things. Decide what's best for people and just stick your oar in.
We didn't sanction...
No, but you didn't stop them either, did you? As far as you're concerned, we can't be trusted to make our own decisions, can we? So you just nudge us this way and that until we're where you want us, and if we find out, you tell us it's for our own good. But how do we know you're not just saying that?
I'm afraid I must return to Gallifrey.
No, you don't! Take us back!
That weapon won't work in here. TARDISes operate in a state of temporal grace.
Well, actually, mine hasn't done that for years.
Oh.
Lucy, don't overreact.
He's just told me I'm a made-up person, and I should have been a dictator, so don't tell me how to react!
We need to go back anyway, so let's just...
And you can give me that crystal thing, too!
It's very, very dangerous for you to be near it. It could destroy you. Me, the Doctor!
I've got a gun, all right? That means you stop faffing around and do what I say! Thank you! Don't try and follow me! Either of you!
I tell you, if anybody finds out I'm here, the ramifications could be... appalling!
Oh, jeez. I might need your help.
Doctor, Lucy just ran past me. Is she all right? She seemed upset.
She's just discovered that she has rather more issues than she'd ever imagined. We should get after her.
I've got a more serious issue downstairs, Doctor. We're being boarded by Cybermen.
What? Come on!
He's the security guard. All the offices have one.
His intelligence is too limited to be useful. Destroy him.
Sorry, Clive.
Seize each of the four stairwells. Permit no human to leave.
All right, I'm taking over this... Oh.
Hello.
Where is everybody?
Big panic on. We're being boarded by the Cybermen. Everybody forgot about me, apparently.
Oh.
You don't seem very alarmed.
I can't really take anything else in right now. The Time Lords have been messing with my life. And I was supposed to grow up evil, apparently.
Oh, dear.
I'm so angry. I just want to...
What?
I don't know. Get back at the people who've been messing with me somehow. I've got the crystallizer.
Ooh. You know, with that and this machine, you could do almost anything you wanted.
Yeah, I know. But they say it's not safe for me to use it.
You could always hire somebody to use it on your behalf. You seriously want to take on the Time Lords on your own?
Yeah. Maybe.
I won't deny I'm impressed. I mean, you couldn't destroy them, but if you're clever about it, I've got some ideas how you could make their lives very difficult.
Take as many of them alive as you can. They are prepared for conversion. Some of the humans are armed with our own weapons. We are still weaker. They will be eliminated. Hobart, from where is the machine controlled?
From Jerry Cooper's office on the top floor.
That is our objective. Destroy any obstructions.
Karen, how are you getting on?
Not very well. We're trying to confine them to the admin office, but it's been difficult to get a lot of the others to realise what's going on.
Well, if they don't shake off the processing smarties, they'll be dead meat. Worse, they'll be artificially animated meat walking around in a metal suit.
We're short of weapons, too. We've only got what I found on the battlefield.
Straxus, any weapons?
I'm not military, Doctor.
What about the crystallizer?
It was linked into the actions of the machine. It only worked when the machine was engaged in battle. Now it's been disconnected, it'll have to be operated manually.
How does this crystal thing work?
The programming's complex, but you can either key it to recognize certain actions and respond to them automatically, or you can just switch it on.
Show me.
I should imagine you touch that and then trip these here and here.
Oh, careful! I said show me, I didn't say do it!
Have they reached human resources yet?
Yeah, they've taken the entire first floor.
That means they can get to Earth. This is disastrous.
There's a barricade at the stairwell. I'll check how they're getting along.
I'm amazed how the situation here has deteriorated. The Cybermen were all but beaten, the last I heard.
I made an error of judgment, and I'm trying to correct it.
You've made a mess.
I will leave things better than I found them, and that's a promise. To you, Karen, and to everybody else here.
Well, thanks, Doctor. I'm almost reassured. You can move me closer to actually reassured, and when you tell me what the plan is.
Did you see what I just saw?
Yes, I did.
See what?
That's what you said could happen to Lucy. Personal timeline instability, yes?
Yes.
Straxus, how did the High Council find out that one of the CIA's projects was on her way to Hulbert's offices?
Intelligence from one of our agents within the CIA. Told us who she was and where to find her.
Well, I think you picked up the wrong person. Lucy said that she and Karen were interviewed on the same day. It looks to me like it's Karen that they've been manipulating all these years, not Lucy.
Manipulating what?
They've fed us this on purpose. They've led us to the wrong person on purpose to make us look incompetent.
Oh, marvellous. You're all racked in paranoia. Everything's a conspiracy theory. Doesn't occur to you that you might actually be incompetent, that you might have just made a mistake?
What do we do?
Take Karen to the TARDIS. It's the safest place for her. You've been lucky she hasn't become unstable already.
I'll go if you explain what the hell you're talking about when we get there.
Of course he will. In detail. In the meantime, I'll get to Lucy before she does anything silly. Go! How are you getting on, Pete?
There are too many of them, boss. I don't know what we can do.
Fall back! Everyone, fall back!
Hold this forward and continue upwards.
So, what do you think?
I don't know.
Well, I'd make my mind up very fast if I were you.
Lucy, I've got something important to tell you.
What is it?
It's good news. Very good news, but you have to let me in.
Don't set conditions. Just tell me.
All right. The Time Lords made a mistake. You're not the one the CIA's been meddling with. It was Karen.
Really?
Yes.
He's just saying that to make you give him the crystallizer.
What's your interest in all this?
I'd have thought that was obvious. There's a lot of power in that device, and I'd like a share in it.
Lucy, don't listen to her. This is too important.
Where are we going?
Somewhere safe, so stop complaining.
We can't hold them. They're coming up.
Hold Which way to the control room?
What?
Which way to the control room?
It's that door, straight ahead!
Your knowledge is no longer necessary. Put him with the group for confession.
No.
No, no, you don't! Stay back! Watch it!
I'm armed.
Get back!
You see, I am not bluffing.
No!
Destroy him.
I would have beaten you if it wasn't for...
I've never had you telling me what to do, Doctor, and I'm not having it now.
Lucy, if you think you can use that for whatever you like, you're mistaken. The Time Lords aren't stupid.
So what do you want it for?
To put things right, please.
Hand control of this machine over to us or we will destroy you all.
Aha! I've got something here that can destroy you first. This little box means I win, whatever happens.
Is this device the reason why this machine has always beaten us in combat?
Yes, it is.
Then you will give the device to us.
You don't have to, Lucy. You can do anything you like.
You can't, Lucy.
Even if I can, I shouldn't. Here you go, Doctor.
Thank you. Here you go, Cyber Leader.
What are you doing?
Tell us what the device is and how to make it work for us.
Nope. You'll have to kill me, I'm afraid.
Destroy him.
Problem?
Destroy him. Weapons systems backfiring. Polarity reversed will tough you.
I'll just take that back, if you don't mind.
What happened?
The CIA would never risk this device falling into the Cybermen's hands. It isn't programmed to make its user win. It's programmed to make the Cybermen lose as soon as combat begins, no matter what.
So, what happened?
Cybermen are very resilient. The chances of one suffering an abrupt total systems failure are absurdly remote, but it's still possible. It could happen to these two, for example. Typical Time Lord technology, really. A gun you don't even have to fire. You don't get your hands dirty. Your enemy just loses, no matter what you do. They shoot themselves in the foot, so to speak. Hold it there. Now, you don't want to go the same way as your colleagues here, so hold your fire.
What are you doing to us?
I think the rest of your lot should hear this.
Attention all Cybermen. This is the Doctor. Yes, the Doctor. Your leader is dead. At the moment, my weapon is only affecting the immediate area around it. But if I expand the range and you continue to attack, you'll all be destroyed. But I'll leave you be if you release at once all the humans you've captured and surrender immediately.
Well?
I am not authorized to make that decision.
You are now. I am authorizing you. If you don't go, I'll finish the job Hulbert started.
Your proposal is unacceptable.
That's a shame.
Well, you heard the man. Carry on fighting.
Well, I hope you're all happy now.
Nice work, Doctor. Now give me the crystallizer.
Don't do it, Doctor.
Ah, why not? Here, take it. It's useless, though. The more unlikely the outcome, the harder it has to work to make it happen. By expanding its range and then standing here and doing nothing, I burnt it out. Good thing, too. I don't really approve of it.
You've destroyed the crystallizer!
What are you going to do, make me pay for the damage?
Are the Cybermen all dead?
Almost certainly.
Then I'm getting out of here. Don't try to follow me.
Oh, don't flatter yourself.
Yes, Lucy's right. I've had enough fighting for one day. Do what you want.
Oh, all right.
Who's she?
That was the headhunter who kidnapped me.
And you let her go? Get after her and bring her back.
Do it yourself.
I don't feel up to it. The Cybermen caught up with us. The others are dead.
What, Malcolm and Karen?
I think so. I might have to regenerate.
Do what?
I'll explain later. Well, when you're fit again, you're going to have all these machines destroyed. Nobody gets their hands on this stuff ever again.
The CIA isn't going to like this.
The CIA can kiss
You're still going to do it. It won't be hard, and you know it's right.
Yes, yes, all right.
And you are going to help this man get all the humans back to Earth.
Doctor! Knew I could rely on you. What the hell happened to my office?
Karen, don't try to get up.
What happened? Where am I?
You're in the medical bay of my ship. You were shot up quite badly, I'm afraid, but you should pull through.
Where are the others?
No idea.
Why did you pull me out, not them?
I'm not interested in them. But I've heard some rather interesting things about you. I might have an opening for an assistant. Interesting?
I've got on the phone to the other offices, Doctor. I explained some of the situation. I didn't really want to get into the whole thing.
Probably best. Tell everybody to go down to Human Resources and just walk inside. I've released the locks. It'll take them all home.
If you say so, Doctor. A few of us are going to stay for a bit, look for any other survivors outside the office. It is safe out there now, yeah?
Should be. Their ship blew up when all the photon cannons backfired at once.
Yeah, I'm still not exactly sure what's been going on, but I think we should all say... thanks.
Don't mention it.
So, what now?
Well, the TARDIS works without you now. And there's no reason for you to stay with me anymore, so I assumed you'd want to go home.
Not necessarily.
Oh, really?
Fine, then. Drop me off on Earth, if you like.
No, it just wasn't the answer I was expecting. Stay, if you want.
You don't have to pretend you want me to stay.
I'm not pretending. You've been good company.
Ha! You want me to stay? You admitted it!
You admitted it first.
I didn't. I said not necessarily. I win, but thanks for playing. Come on then, where are we off to next?
I'm never going to hear the end of this, am I?
In Human Resources Part 2, directed by Nicholas Briggs, Paul McGann starred as the Doctor, with Sheridan Smith as Lucy Miller, Todd Hulbert, Roy Marsden, Straxus, Nicholas Grace, Jerry, Owen Brenman, Karen, Louise Fullerton, Malcolm, Andrew Wisher, the Headhunter, Katarina Olsen, the Cybermen, Nicholas Briggs. Sound design and music by ERS Studios. Series script editor, Alan Barnes. The audio adventures of Doctor Who are produced by Sharon Gosling, Jason Haake-Ellery and Nicholas Briggs for Big Finish Productions.
We will recover. We will survive.
We've been boarded by Cybermen.
They're not nice, then.
Not remotely.
I've got a means of getting to Earth.
Your suggestion is that we invade your world.
Getting on, Pete. There are too many of them, boss.
Continue upwards.
They're taking the entire first floor.
That means they can get to Earth.
Fall back! Everyone, fall back!
Beyond the Vortex, Part 8. Looking forward, looking back.
Hello, I'm Nicholas Briggs and I'm the executive producer of Big Finish Productions.
My name is Jason Haake-Ellery. I'm the executive producer at Big Finish.
I'm Barnaby Edwards, the associate producer, director and casting director.
Am I listed among your arch enemies?
If you are the Doctor, we are aware of you.
Oh, come on, surely I'm one of the most arch enemies you've got.
Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. 6 months ago, when we sat down to start working on this, if you told us we were going to get half the guest cast that we eventually got, we would have been ecstatic. But to get people like Nigel Havers, Ian McNeice, Kenneth Cranham, you know, we finally got to work with Timothy West, who, for all of us, Timothy is one of the great theatre actors, and we desperately wanted to get him into the studio. From that perspective, we loved doing the series.
Thank you all. If I say so myself, that was...
What was that? the format of the series has worked really well. I think moving down to the 50-minute episodes, I can understand completely why the television series is doing it now, because it does help in terms of structure and actually getting to the point and telling a story quickly and moving the action along.
I feel like you're going to say, tune in next week to find out.
Stuff that. Let's find out now.
And I think it really suited McGann's Doctor, because he's a bit of an all-action Doctor.
Up, and away!
One of the things that we really didn't know was going to happen was quite how Paul McGann and Sheridan Smith, were their characters were going to play against each other, and whether there would be enough sort of material there in order to take it on. But they have brought so much to the relationship between Lucy and the Doctor.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
There seemed to be a great sense of camaraderie there.
Absolutely. Paul and Sheridan really hit it off. They had worked together a long time ago when she was quite a bit younger. She'd played his daughter. And Paul had spotted her then as a real talent and just was thrilled.
I'm glad I met you.
I'm glad too.
We hadn't actually consulted him about her casting, and he was thrilled with her, really enjoyed it, and liked the fact that the Doctor and Lucy have that slight antagonism. You know, he said this thing, he said, well, there can be adventures with sulking's good, isn't it? You know, because she accuses him of sulking very early on, you know, because she's just so infuriating, you know.
So what now?
Looking to the future, then, what are your plans now, and how much of that is determined by the say-so of the TV production crew? Is there much liaising going on there?
Well, we're licensed by the BBC, and that's essentially BBC Worldwide. They're the sort of commercial arm of the BBC, and they license all sorts of products and merchandise relating to Doctor Who. But it would be foolish, would it not, if our stories completely coincided with what they were making in Cardiff. So we do liaise with them for them to check two kinds of things. One, that we're not doing a story that they're planning to do or something similar. And two, that the tone, as they describe it, is correct. Because, you know, Doctor Who's a big brand now, and I think there's a responsibility to a broader audience, especially, you know, youngsters, really.
And in terms of Doctor Who continuity, is there anything you... do they set your ground rules of things you can and can't do?
What we're doing is essentially the old series of Doctor Who. Any continuity that's been established for the new series, we don't really connect to, like, you know, the obvious thing that all Doctor Who fans will know about now is the Time War. And we don't mention that because it hasn't happened in the time we're writing about.
It's interesting. There's a lot of fans would love to see, or at least hear, a Paul McGann into Christopher Eccleston Time War story. That's not going to happen, is it?
How do you dramatise a Time War? You know, are you going to be saying, launch Timonic missiles, and oh no, the past is coming out of my ear, and throw this alarm clock? I mean, what is a Time War? How do you dramatise it? You alter it, the Time War. What a brilliant name for something that Russell came up with. It just sounds like the possible end of everything, the crack of doom, terrible. Why spoil it by, you know, trying to make it like, I don't know, the Crimean War or something? Or it would just devalue it. The other thing is, certainly my preference wouldn't be to jump to do a story that leads from Paul McGann to Christopher Eccleston, because then you close the gaps. You make the time available to you, the stories available to you, smaller in scope. The thing I'm really keen on is to make the universe appear... The universe is big, but to make it appear bigger and more mysterious, you know, rather than to connect things up and make it a smaller, sort of parochial little place.
Well, the TARDIS works without you now, and there's no reason for you to stay with me anymore, so I assumed you'd want to go home.
The arc for Sheridan's character, Lucy Miller, seems to have come to an end. Is that it for Lucy Miller?
Who knows? Who knows for certain? But she seems to be going off in the TARDIS with the Doctor.
Not necessarily.
But it remains to be seen.
Really?
She might head for the door in that last scene and just go to the right and go down the corridor and catch a bus. You know, that might be what happens.
Fine, then.
But I think she's probably heading for the TARDIS.
Stay, if you want.
Well, I think one of the great things about Lucy Miller's arc is that that is not the be-all and end-all of her character. She is a brilliant character, and Sheridan has brought a lot of those qualities to her. Certainly, we found that we were retweaking scripts as we were going on the recordings because of the way Sheridan was playing it. And I think the great thing is that that is just one story arc to Lucy Miller. She's got so much more to her, and her relationship with the Doctor is a good, strong, lasting one. You know, they're not absolutely complete friends and buddies now, but they have a working relationship, and they've got experience. They now have a past. And already we're finding that they're sort of starting to refer to things that they've already done, adventures that we've had in this series.
Oh, God, more monsters. We get them everywhere we go.
I would be delighted to be involved in another series of this because I love the characters that they have.
You don't have to pretend you want me to stay.
I'm not pretending.
I would certainly love to see how the adventures with the Doctor and Lucy develop.
You've been good company.
There's certainly a lot more adventures that can be written about them.
Oh, you're going to love this, Lucy.
If we get the opportunity to do another series with BBC Seven, I'm sure we'd love to work with Sheridan again.
Ha! You want me to stay? You admitted it!
But also, there's this thing called a career.
I win!
It would be very disappointing if Sheridan got a film or something, so we can't use her, but when you're employing an actress like Sheridan, that's always a risky run, as we are with Paul and so forth. But you never know. You never know. We'll have to see.
What do you say?
Yeah, go on. I've not got much on.
Beyond the Vortex featured contributions from Nicholas Briggs, Jason Hay-Gellery, and Barnaby Edwards. It was produced by Martin Montague.
Come on, then, what are we up to next?
I'm never going to hear the end of this, are I?